It is 6:30. I would like to call the Bull Shoals City Council meeting for August 27th, 2021 into session. If you'd all please mute your phones, stand and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
City clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor David Nixon.
I'm here.
Council members Dino Giannini.
Here.
Joey Greed.
Here.
Daryl Lindman.
Here.
Chuck Kindler.
Present.
David McBee.
Here.
And we have a vacant seat for Ward 3, Position 2. We still have a quorum to conduct business.
Thank you. So you've all received copies of the minutes from our last meeting. If you had a chance to review them so we can get to discussion, is there a motion to accept those minutes?
I make a motion.
Mr. Giannini.
I second.
Mr. Lindman seconds. Any discussion of the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor of accepting the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are accepted. Thank you. Mr. Dozier couldn't be here tonight, but he has submitted a written report, which I will read on his behalf. This is the Treasurer's Report for August 27, 2021. Bank reconciliation balances as of July 31st, 2021 are $2,087,362, up $384,477 from a year ago and $42,000 from last month. That total includes all monies for the cities in 23 accounts but does not include $201,063 received from the Arkansas Rescue Plan. Those monies have been deposited into their own account. City sales tax collections are down from last July. Collections were up $36,805 against last year, $42,701, a decrease of $5,896. For the 7 months ending July 31st, 2021, sales tax collections are $250,582 against last year's $243,759, an increase of $6,824. Total income for the city for July was $407,090, which does include the ARP monies. Total expenses over that same time frame are $159,257, which results in a net income for July of $247,832. Year-to-date income is $1,623,427, with expenses of $1,238,901. This results in a net income from operations of $384,526 through July 31st of 2021, submitted by Travis Dozier. Yes.
I have a correction.
You do?
Collections were down $36,805 against last year's $42,701, which is a decrease of $5,800.
Find that there.
Did I not read it right? Against last year's 42 and decrease of. I thought you had said up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, one decrease and several increases.
Wanted to make sure.
Got it right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bad news, I couldn't read that. All right, any questions? So I always ask Mr. Dozier when he's here, we're doing okay. He always says yes, this report continues in that trend. You may have looked at the City and Town magazine, our tax collections, city sales tax were off a couple of thousand dollars from last year, but last year was a record. So we're still running pretty strong. Okay. Is there a motion to accept this report?
Motion to accept.
Mr. Greed, motion. Mr. Kindler, you want to second it?
No,
Joey raised his hand first.
Okay. Second. Not a problem.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of accepting the report, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Report is accepted. Departmental reports. Sergeant Ainsworth.
The only change I have in the report is the one on the back. I had voted on there that we were in the process of hiring a ordnance officer. We do now have a new ordnance officer. We hired him this week. I'll be working with him next week to get him up to speed on the codes of the city. And we'll be ready to turn him loose shortly. Other than that, the rest of our report stands as written.
What is our new... I know this, but what's our new code enforcement officer's name?
His name is Jonathan Griffith. Comes from us. He's been in police in about 20 years now. He's a full-time officer for Gasco PD. He's going to be working for us part-time.
Okay. Cool. Anyone have any question for Sergeant Ainsworth? Thank you. Chief Mitchell.
Our report is submitted as well. The only thing I had to add to it since we submitted it was we have two of our volunteers here, but we have three volunteers that we'd like to ask the council to take off of probationary status and move to volunteer status. We voted on that after we had submitted the report. So I've got their names, but then stand as presented. But Stephen Van Meter and Katie Van Meter, as well as Christian Mallog, who's working, so he couldn't make it. But we'd like to ask council to transition them from probationary to volunteer.
Do we make a motion for that? Or?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for Chief, and then we'll move. Have any questions on the report in general?
No.
Is there a motion to...
I make a motion to do what he says.
you have his request in the minutes?
I need to remove them from
probationary status?
We have three volunteers to take off of volunteer status. I will need their names, Chief. Thank you very much.
Okay. So there's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Windman. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
The same.
Okay.
So all in favor, we got ayes.
Okay.
Are there... all opposed, same sign. Are there abstentions? Are you voting no or abstaining?
Abstain.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
You got them?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, guys.
Yay.
And Chris is in there.
Yes, he just turned 18.
I know, Tappy's son. He's gone a long way, kid. That's great.
Yeah, thanks for the list. I'm going to need that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, our Public Works Director, Jim Chorba, can't be here tonight, but you all have a copy of his report. Do you have any questions on that report? No. Jim Chorb has been with the city for many, many years, and he will be retiring next month. So, yeah, I mean, he's been with the city for a long time, served us well, I believe. So, in round of applause for his retirement, even though he's not here to hear it. Nothing. All right, so is there a motion to accept the reports as they've been submitted? Mr. Windman will make a motion. Mr. Giannini seconds.
I'm too fast on the seconds. So.
Okay.
Too slow.
All in favor of accepting the reports, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Are there abstentions? I kind of forget to do that sometimes. All right. Reports are entered into the record.
Mm-hmm.
Planning and zoning.
Y'all should have a copy of our minutes that we had at our meeting last Wednesday. Stands as submitted. If anybody has a question, happy to try and answer.
You're still needing members for your board?
Need one more.
One more. Any other questions? All in favor of accepting that report? Aye.
Aye.
Are we going to do a motion? Or just?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to jump it fast. I'll make the motion this time.
Here you go. Yeah.
I'll second.
So controversial. All in favor of accepting the report?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Thank you. Continuing business. We have a vacancy in Ward 3, Position 2. I understand that we have applicants for that position. Are there nominations?
I nominate Bill Stallman.
Is there a second for that nomination? Are there any other nominations?
Yeah, I nominate Kirby Davenport.
Is there a second for Dr. Davenport?
I'll second.
Okay. We have one active nomination. All in favor of appointing Dr. Kirby Davenport to Bull Shoals City Council, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Abstain.
And one abstention. Welcome, Dr. Davenport. Will you want to come up and get sworn in? We've been through this recently, so yes, the mayor can indeed do this for city officials. I state your name.
I state your name. Kirby
Davenport. I knew somebody would do that eventually. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Arkansas.
The Constitution of the State of Arkansas.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of city councilman.
Office of city councilman.
Upon which I am now about to enter.
Upon which I am now about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Here's your packet.
Which is over the last month or two.
We'll have to get a signature on some of this paperwork before you go. Take a look at it. You'll see the appropriate spots, I guess. All right.
Okay, where are we?
Short-term vacation rentals. In your packet, I gave you a copy of an ordinance that has been vetted by the attorney. We're not going to do anything with it tonight because, you know, we've got to workshop these things. Never do anything the first time it shows up on the agenda. It always takes 2, 3, 4 meetings. So, this has been under construction for a couple of months. Take a look at it. Talk to the people in your talk to anybody in the city, but the people in your districts. Get their feedback, and we will run this through workshop at our next workshop meeting and see where it goes from there. All right. If anybody had a question, I assume I would hear about it. Yeah, you just got it, so take a look at it. Got to start somewhere, that's a start. The American Rescue Plan financial report noted that the money, the first slice, they always use the word tranche, which is a French word for slice, but the first slice of that money is on deposit. So we can start using that. And we do have some water projects that we've approved.
201.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 200, 201,000 and some change.
$60.48. Right there.
We do have the numbers. I just don't have them all committed to memory.
There.
I can't see that far.
Well, here, it's on the financial report. But that's here. It's in the bank.
Cool.
And there's spending that, but federal money is always a mixed blessing because you have to jump through a lot of hoops with it. But yeah, it's $201,000 free and another $201,000 coming next year. We'll take it.
Yeah, that's nice.
We've had a project under discussion for a little over a year. I had a couple of meetings with the Corps of Engineers and with Arkansas Fish and Game, a couple of business owners in town and some citizens last summer. There was general agreement that a high water ramp was desirable on the Bull Shoals Lake on this end of the lake. Corps of Engineers likes the idea. Fish and Game likes the idea. They had a couple of sites that they were entertaining. They all opined that this made the most sense. This being Point Return, which the city has a long-term lease on through the Corps of Engineers, which is why the Corps gets involved. The sticking point was, well, who's going to pay for it? Fish and Game had some conversations about possibly running it through their budget. That hasn't happened yet. Through strange circumstances, I have recently been in touch with Travis Napier, who is the director of Parks and Recreation. Been in touch with a couple of board members from Parks and Recreation. I've had a telephone conversation with a program director for grant funding. There is some notable, never make a commitment you're not 100% sure of, and I'm not 100% sure of this, but these have been very promising meetings. The program director is going to come up and visit our site in a month or two. Take a look at it. Now, this is going to be it's going to take a year or better if we get a nickel on this, but they seem quite interested in this. Everybody liked the plan, but nobody wanted to spend any money. Now we have some folks that are talking about spending money on it. We shall see. But that's just to let you know. Some of these things take time to ripen. This has been one of them. But it hasn't. We haven't forgotten about it. We've been working on it. Any thoughts, questions, comments?
I think it'd be excellent.
Yeah. It's been talked about since I've been here 21 years. John had wanted one by him, so...
When we first got serious about looking at this more than a year, we got an engineering firm to draw up a rough cut first draft of what a plan would look like. I've got drawings in the office if you want to see them. We also had an itemized preliminary budget drawn up for two ramps, one on each on windward sides, each side of the point, so that you could always launch out of the wind. The ramps are 40 feet wide. They would have parking for somewhere between 75 and 100 boats and trailers. There would be a bathroom associated with it, seating for communal events of whatever sort. One could imagine weigh-in ceremonies.
That would be nice.
It's a pipe dream until somebody writes a check. We have people with money that want to talk about the check. So that's where we're at with this right now. Talk to people. All right. This is step two on maybe a five-step journey. All right. Any other thoughts on this?
I think that'd be fantastic if we can get it. Process.
Mel, keep cooking on the barbecue, then I'll be more interested.
When the meat starts to sizzle, yeah. I'll try and get the program director to come in and do a presentation for us. I'm not saying he will, but I'll see if I can talk him into it. You know, the folks who built this city back in the 40s, 50s, 60s had a vision. They looked over the horizon for what things would have to look like in 10, 20 years. They did a pretty good job. We're still living on their vision. Time to reinvest. That's my 2 cents worth. All right, so moving on to new business. Fire lift policy. You all have the document submitted by Chief Mitchell. Now, the process on this is that we have to have a vote of support for this policy change. Just when they wrote the ordinance, they wrote it that way. So you've all had a chance to look at it. Chief Mitchell presented at the workshop. You want to stand up and say a word or two about it now?
It's kind of saying it's what we spoke about. It's kind of limiting our response to non-emergency calls. So as the mayor said, it is in our policy. There are any changes to our policies for the department or rules and regulations has to go before the council for their approval. So any questions?
We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. All in favor of accepting Chief Mitchell's policy proposal change, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? An abstention. Yeah, I understand that one.
Make a motion first?
Not just for an affirmation.
Okay.
It's for an affirmation of administrative policy.
Okay.
It's not an ordinance. It's not a resolution.
Okay.
I am correct on parliamentary grounds, am I not?
What was that?
That an administrative policy change does not require an actual motion, just a vote for the record.
That's right, because it comes from the department.
All right. Thank you. In your packets, you will have a copy of Resolution 2021-R08. That's the number for this one. This is the resolution that we talked about in workshop, surplusing the Dodge Durango and the Ford tractor and sidearm trimmer, fondly known as Mad Max. Is there a motion to consider this resolution?
I make a motion.
Is there a second? Let me read the resolution and then we will have discussion.
He raised his hand for a second. Which one are you taking? No,
me and Dina were battling it out.
I need to slide back here.
Oh, it's all right.
Thank you.
Who would you like?
You got names?
Yes, sir.
Okay. A resolution declaring one 2006 Dodge Durango utility vehicle VIN number. I'm going to skip the VIN number. And one Ford 6610 tractor with OK-15B attachment, again with a VIN number. It's here if you want it, as surplus property. Whereas the City of Bull Shoals, Marion County, Arkansas, presently owns one 2006 Dodge Durango utility vehicle, VIN number, and one Ford 6610 tractor with OK-15B attachment, VIN number. And whereas said used one 2006 Dodge Durango utility vehicle VIN number and one Ford 6610 tractor with attachment VIN number are no longer necessary, nor will it be necessary for use by the City of Bull Shoals and or officials due to the availability of new and or other vehicles. And whereas the Public Works Director of the City of Bull Shoals has advised the Bull Shoals City Council that said vehicles are no longer necessary or useful to the City of Bull Shoals in its operations or in the performance of its programs and services. And now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Bull Shoals, Marion County, Arkansas, as follows. That the vehicles identified above and attached, referenced, expressly made a part hereof, used by the City of Bull Shoals be, and the same hereby are, declared to be surplus property as same are no longer necessary or useful to the City of Bull Shoals in its operation or in the performance of its programs and services. That's it. Is there discussion of this resolution?
Yes. How are we selling it? Are we putting it with a sealed bid or how are we going to sell it?
We'll post them online and accept sealed bids. Okay. We'll post them in the press. We'll do a bid process on this.
It'll be a sealed bid thing then?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll post these for bids, like we always do. Otherwise, you know.
Never done it before, so I'm asking.
There are reasons for doing it that way.
Yep,
keeps everybody honest.
Yeah.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor of the resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. It's a night for abstentions. Are there any more? Okay. The resolution is adopted. If the press wants to take a look at a copy of this. All right. Are there citizen comments tonight? Are there citizen comments tonight? Are there citizen comments? Ma'am, approach and identify yourself.
Do you want to give your address?
Yeah, sorry.
I just have a very good question. It's not really a comment. Teresa Hoffman, I live at 145 Woodstone. Can we get copies? Is there somewhere online where we can see the reports and the resolutions before they come? Like, we arrived tonight and we haven't seen the resolutions or the reports yet. Is there somewhere we can see that before the meeting?
We don't post them online until they're actually enacted.
Okay.
May I interject?
I'm not opposed to the idea.
If you come to the workshop, we don't really discuss these things at the workshop.
And we were at the workshop.
You know, and then that would be the time to, you know, to take notes and anyone ask questions then also, because we have time for you to be able to speak then.
Right.
That would be the best thing. But we really, you know, it takes time once we pass something here. Then she has to record it and get it all put together for when we...
Accept it. It's got to be accepted.
Yeah, so it has to be accepted. So you really, you have to, you know, you can get a lot of information by coming to the workshop.
And we do. I used to work for an educational institution, and they would give... The entire board packet was online before the board meeting so that people could see what people were voting on. Like, when you accept a report... we have no idea what you're accepting as citizens. So it's just a consideration that maybe have the full packet online as not accepted, not approved,
yes,
but up for approval.
Your point is well taken. I would say there was a time when you couldn't even get a copy of our budget. Nobody could see the... So we get the stuff out in a pretty timely manner. Let me think. I'm not opposed to the idea.
It's just if we see it after you voted on it.
Well, you know, it's a council meeting, right?
Right.
It's like you're sitting in the gallery at Congress. You don't say, excuse me, I need a copy of that book. It's the same operation.
Right.
But there's no harm done in letting the public see it.
Yeah.
Mayor, a lot of cities are going to digital packets now, and so that... That's something to consider. A lot of cities are going that direction.
Because
if we have questions,
Let us mull that.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you very much.
I make a motion.
Is there a motion to adjourn? Are there any other citizen comments?
One.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion.
Is there a second? There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We're adjourned.
Okay, so the reports are in the chat room.
I wasn't sure if they did any changes between that week or if it's just what I get to work on.
It's good to have it. I just wanted to make sure you guys got that taken care of. Happy you did. I'll see you guys later.
What is that? What is what? My knee on it. So we had a scooter. Put your knee on it. It's not better than crutches.
Is that extra?
Have you not learned that in my
notes? No, just making sure. I didn't know we'd have a... I had the one talking about the last time.
I've been trying to find a way to blame somebody else for 2 weeks. I still can't come up with a way.
Blame the state.
I've been through exactly that situation. It must have been oil under it this time. Boom, out of nowhere. Been through that exactly that hundreds of times.
Is it below or above? It's below.
You're on crutches. I have crutches in a wheelchair. I also dislocated my shoulder and sprained my knee. So for 10 days or so, I just couldn't move.
I didn't make a good hand for crutches either on your shoulder.
I couldn't use them. I couldn't stand on crutches.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Mayor, you get feeling better, all right? You agreed to afford the budget, so. I'll be there.
Wait, guys, let's start it
off. For our new members. My pleasure. I couldn't believe how quick that went.
I called in and I got just into the water.
Let's make a date of that, all right? Make a date. Well, what do you think? What do you think better? I got an unopened bottle of red wine.
We can put a dent in it. Sign that and we'll get it.
Put it where it needs to go.
And it goes to Tina.
Thank you, sir. But anyway.
You're now official.
I also have a...
It'll be interesting.
Yes. I have a little bit of...
One last question, I'll leave you. Why are we leaving these squad cars parked out here in the sun to deteriorate when we got all this covered? Two reasons. One, we had to move them all out because they were using it on Sundays, so it was part of their lease.
No problem, sir.
Two, it's better to leave them out here because they're with this pack of birds. They get bird crap all over your bird crap.
Yeah, I need bird crap.
Yeah, it's just... I'm